this is Father Frank Pavone, National Director of Priests for Life. Jesus Christ has sent his church into the world to change it, not to leave it the same as it was before. We as Christians have a responsibility in our society to be active in political life. Some people see politics as something that should be completely divorced from religion, and religious conviction should be something that we live out privately and almost secretly. And then when we go into the public life, well, our religious values should not influence that too much. But this is not the position that our church takes. We have an active responsibility to take our part in the shaping of the public policies of our nations. We're not to hide our light under a bushel basket. We are to let it shine. Specifically, Catholics have a responsibility to become informed about the issues that arise and the candidates that come forward in elections. And we have a responsibility to vote. It's a responsibility. It's not just an option. It's something we are obliged to take part in because our Lord has sent us into the world. He has sent us into the world with the convictions of the truth and the teachings that our church brings forward on moral issues especially, are teachings that are meant to save the world. If you're not registered to vote, if you haven't taken an active part up until now, now's the time to start, and to do so according to a Christian conscience. We who are Catholics should not be told, and we should not take the place of second-class citizens. We should not feel that simply because we have religious beliefs and convictions, that somehow we cannot bring those beliefs and convictions into the voting booth or into the halls of the legislatures or into the courts or into the Congress. We certainly can. We must. We see examples in the Scriptures, and our Lord himself says, "Render to Caesar what is Caesar's, but to God what is God's." He says, "Render to Caesar what is Caesar's," because the coin bears the imprint and the image of Caesar. Render to God what is God's. And what is meant there is that Caesar himself bears the image of God, because all people are made in his image. And so Caesar belongs to God. The government belongs to the Lord and is responsible to him. No laws, no authority exist outside of the authority of God. We're all responsible to him, we who know his word and know his law. Let's become active and shape our nation in accordance with it.